Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the GCN Live Radio Network, as well as USA Radio, as well as selected Salem Media stations in some of the biggest markets in the country. And don't forget some of the great leading independent stations all around your backyard, my backyard, and everybody's backyard. And, of course, we also broadcast on the Internet and the satellite. Hello, Maria in Germany, listening to us over there on our affiliate that we have there. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Not everybody working on the third watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. That means our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women, the 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, along with FedEx, UPS, and the bulk mail haulers got to get the mail, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Trump's Truth Social website, we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and you'll find us at our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you will find our contributors over there, links to their websites, links to their articles, their podcasts, and all that sort of stuff over there. Now, joining us first, we got my compadre, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning again, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
You know, they've been waiting for about an hour to do that because they heard that somebody by the name of Denise Simon would be around. So they're getting ready. So I got to wave at them. Okay, here we go. Denise Simon, founderscode.com.
Hey, good morning. Yay.
There they are. Okay. Thank you, boys and girls. All right, there they go. It's a beautiful morning here, so that's why they're out on the porch. Okay, Kyle, you and Denise, go ahead and say the pledge.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, folks, don't forget we emphasize those two words under God because America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, once again, we've got our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, Denise, what's going on this morning? What's happening out there and what's catching your attention this morning?
I think really what it is that it comes down to violent crime. And violent crime doesn't always have to have a handgun or, you know, any kind of a weapon involved. Because, I mean, we have people that are being pushed in the subway tracks, and we've got carjackings and, you know, the mobs that are robbing businesses blind. If you trot on over, for instance, to the FBI website, it's really kind of remarkable because they have a gang task force. And the first thing it says here, what we investigate, gangs, some 33,000 violent street gangs, motorcycle gangs, and prison gangs are criminally active in the United States today. Not 33,000 people, 33,000 gangs. And they say they've got anti-gang initiatives. They have a National Gang Intelligence Center, which was established in 2005. Then if you go a little bit further, they have a violent gang task force. Then they have something called a violent crime task force. Then they have Project Safe Street. Then they have Project Safe Neighborhoods. Does anybody feel like the FBI is doing anything? Because I don't. And when you have these mobs that go into these businesses, and, you know, they're breaking down windows, they're robbing them blind, that's a new kind of a gang as far as I'm concerned. And these things are coordinated. And they are using all these phone apps and communications and whatnot. So, you know, not only are we destroying businesses, we're destroying neighborhoods, we're destroying cities. And the people that live there, they have to adjust their whole attitude towards living. I mean, people that are, you know, have to thrive, attempt to thrive in these areas, you know, they're always on guard. San Francisco, Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Philadelphia. I mean, and then they start going into, you know, other places that, you know, that just generally don't have these kinds of things. So we have become, we've gotten into a situation here where not only government and judges, and when I say government, state and local, but even retailers are making crime legal. Because, look, AT&T just had to close one of their flagship stores in San Francisco. We've got hotels, interestingly enough, that have decided, you know what, we're going to default on our loans with the banks because, you know, we're not going to live in this anymore. Forget it. You can take the hotels back. We don't want them. What have we become here?
A third-party state or something. I don't know. Hold on. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersGold.com and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
For tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens, with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I shot good. I shot good. Let me tell you all about it.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch conversation we're having with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren is being brought to you by Geico. That's Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers and counting. They've been in business more than 85 years. And you can save some money and get a cost comparison by going to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and ask to see what they'll charge you for your car or your truck. Now, maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. If so, you can bundle that, save more money. But where you really save the money is when you add your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance and bundle it all together with your vehicles. You will save a bunch of money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. After all you have to save is money. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let's bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
And you've got a caller on the line, Kyle.
That's right. We have Backgammon Bob, who has a question for Denise. Good morning, Backgammon.
Morning, Bob.
Hello, Kyle. Morning, Denise. Wanted to say two things. Number one, on the crime situation, maybe this can only be done when the new administration comes in, but they've got to get tough. And by tough, I mean might even have to declare martial law, go back to the type of policies that Giuliani had when New York was having its problems years ago. That's the only solution. They got to put cops on the beat and just toughen it up. Simple as that. Second thing I want to make a comment on was that this guy, Suarez, from Miami, that just got in the presidential race. I liked a lot of what he had to say. And one last thing on the woke front. See here, we're an Asian-American student. 1590 SAT score, rejected by six elite colleges, blames affirmative action. Okay, take your pick. Bye.
What do you think, Denise?
Well, we've become a lawless country. I don't know how else to put it. And that there's virtually nothing, in my opinion, anymore that separates really the United States from any of these other necessarily what are called ungoverned spaces. You know, we have something called the Constitution, and that certainly is what separates us. But I don't think it's, you know, if you really look, the left is trying to dismantle protections in the Constitution. But having said that, when you've got retailers, particularly the big box stores, that won't prosecute shoplifters and whatnot, what you're doing is you're manifesting more crime. And I want to say it's time for these retailers to, you know, step up their game. I'm kind of shocked that I'm even having to say that. But
I have just a quick question for you. I agree. The retailers need to step up their game, but by doing so, are they placing themselves, at least from their perspective, into a much bigger liability situation? Either they can lock up everything behind plexiglass, I guess, and have some armed guards go, you know, pick out your toothpaste for you or something. But what can they do to sort of get around that notion that whatever they do, they're going to get sued?
Well, Beck Ambassa wants to put more police on the streets. There's some truth to that in a lot of cities. But it comes down to the district attorneys because, you know, we keep hearing this thing that nobody is above the law, especially from Merrick Garland. But we're also finding out that all kinds of situations are above the law. All these criminals are not being charged. Or they're playing them down, you know, huge felonies, murder felonies and whatnot are being pled down. You know, you got a DA problem, thank you, George Soros. But then you got the judges. And the judges are, they're letting people go on, you know, with just ridiculousness. So it goes beyond the police. It goes to the district attorneys and it goes to these judges. And I would argue in most cases, a lot of this is the judges. The other thing that I did a ride along a couple of years ago, with a lieutenant, of the sheriff's office here. And I particularly chose like midnight to, you know, I think it was 11 to 7 shifts. And I had a whole list of questions, and this lieutenant couldn't have been greater than he was. And the very first question I asked him is, if you could fix anything when it comes to law enforcement, and before I could even finish the question, he says to me, the juvenile justice system. And that's one thing that virtually none of these experts on TV ever talk about. Is how broken the juvenile justice system is. And where I'm going with that is that these juveniles, they learn and know the system so well, by the time they become adults, they know how to beat it. So it starts, and how many gangs, have juveniles in them? You see where I'm going with this? So, just having, We're kind of like making our own criminals here. You know, we're creating them because law and order in the United States has collapsed. I don't care what anybody says. It's collapsed.
And a big part of that is those district attorneys, like you said. If they're not going to prosecute, yeah.
Precisely. I mean, we're just in a bad place, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't see this administration, I don't see Merrick Garland coming out and saying anything when it comes to crime across the United States. I don't see this White House having much to say about it either. You know, it's kind of like they're ignoring it all. But when I guess when you look at a situation here where Biden goes to Pennsylvania and he's standing right next to Senator Fetterman, who is dressed in a pair of, you know, shorts and a hoodie. I mean, that just goes to show where's the statesmanship? Where are we? I mean, we're losing anything that was traditionally good for the country. And I don't know. I can't get any more disgusted.
That's his uniform. Yeah. Well, just a real quick, Denise, I got a quick other question for you. You know, earlier this month, Microsoft had all kinds of outages with Outlook, OneDrive, their Teams, also SharePoint services. And does this, that turned out to be a denial of service attack, is this related at all to the CLOP attack that we've heard about?
No, two separate incidents, two separate ones.
Okay. Yeah, obviously, though, both are very concerning because, again, it shows the fragility sometimes with which a lot of people rely on Outlook. That's no joke, and certainly OneDrive.
I don't use OneDrive, but I use Outlook. Yeah, I mean, so there's more lawlessness there, too. I'd argue, what are the people that are supposed to protect us doing to protect themselves?
Good question. Yeah. You're right about that. Yeah.
I would also add, with this huge growth of artificial intelligence, that we're using what is known, a lot of these people are using what is known as deep fakes. And I know that Senator Rubio brought this up when he gave a speech about 5 years ago now. So he was the first one on it when it comes to deep fakes, where they're using fake renderings of facial recognition and voices. Now, is it going to come down to the point where every one of us is going to have to copyright pictures of our faces and copyright our voices so if they get misused by artificial intelligence, it's a copyright infringement?
that may be something that has to happen. Well, certainly, if you're a celebrity, you don't want your image misused.
Well, if you even notice, if you happen to have, I don't have any, I've had an iPhone for years, and, now it's gotten to the point where they want you to take a picture of yourself as an identifier, or you use your fingerprint as an identifier. But artificial intelligence can now work its way through that. So do we have to set a copyright?
I guess we do. Should be continued tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Have a great day. All right, Denise Simon.
Good morning,
Denise Simon, FoundersGold.com. Kyle Warren. We'll be right back. We'll be doing the Military and Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. At least four people are dead after shootings in three different states. One person was killed and at least 20 others injured from a shooting at a Juneteenth celebration near Chicago. Two people are dead and three others injured after a shooting near the Beyond Wonderful EDM Festival in Washington State. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is starting talks with leaders in China Presidential hopeful Asa Hutchinson is urging fellow Republicans to back off from accusations that the Department of Justice is being weaponized. The former Arkansas governor said on ABC's This Week the GOP needs to go back to being the party of the, quote, rule of law. The Flash is the winner of this weekend's box office despite a disappointing performance. The DC film made $55 million over the weekend, however lower than the $70 million projections. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. If you want to learn how to become an aviation maintenance technician, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. One in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me, about 7 or 8 miles. And you can have yourself a guaranteed job and a position to work with a company that can offer you the potential for a six-figure salary faster than you can say, holy smoke, Batman! But anyway, National Aviation Academy. Now, we bring in Kyle Warren once again from the Kyle Warren Show, my trusty sidekick here during the week, and while we're having this rehab session that I'm going through. Kyle, thanks for being there.
My pleasure, Captain. Good morning again.
Now, I want to talk about the military pay overhaul, which we have some fantastic news for the junior enlisted troops. Now, we're talking about the people that are spec 4 and below. I remember many, many, many years ago when, and it stayed that way for so long, you can hardly forget it, the basic pay that you got to be a trainee was $40 to $60 a month. You knew that, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I did not know that. Yeah, but
that was the start until you made some sort of rank. Then maybe you went up to $100 a month with a few stipends. And once you made like E1, E2, E3, E4, you got yourself up to around maybe $200 a month with all the stuff that was in there. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, the junior enlisted troops could see their monthly pay boosted, not by 5%, which is what we told you last week, but how about up to 35% next year under a massive rewrite of the military's pay tables proposed under a House Republican Defense Appropriations Plan. Kyle, this is phenomenal.
Well, it really is, and certainly the idea is that you want to attract and keep really capable people in the military, and if the pay just isn't commensurate or just isn't there to be attractive, you know, you're going to have real problems. So I'm glad that they're able to make this change.
Well, we have so many technical positions right now that people get into. And in the civilian world, the pay is worth thousands of dollars a month usually. So why not pay these people not thousands of dollars a month, but pay them enough money so that where they have a living salary and they don't have to go on food stamps? Many of these military families, these younger military families, are on food stamps.
Exactly right. And isn't that a travesty? You know, these are the people that are defending our nation.
Well, of course it is, because they make the poverty level money, but if we can get them out of that level and get them up, and I have no problem. You know, it's just like the firefighters. Are you going to start a firefighter at $10 an hour or $8 an hour when they're on duty 24 hours a day, sometimes more? I don't think so.
Well, you're exactly right about that.
And then you had the police officers. I can remember when a small-town cop got about $5,000 a year, and he had to supplement himself doing whatever it was that he did, working security or this, that, and the other, but that since finally came up to where it's not bad, not great, but not bad.
Right. Well, I mean, it goes back to the old adage. I mean, if we paid some of the people that do teaching or do military or police work, if we paid them what we paid rock stars, we'd change this country. But a lot of people don't get paid for some of these very dangerous things.
And when I started as a firefighter many years ago in a small city in upstate New York, I got $5,750 a year for being a firefighter. But I was able to moonlight,
mm-hmm.
which meant I had another job. Well, my other job was I owned a truck, so I made money with a truck on my days off.
Well, exactly. But again, you know, this whole idea of trying to attract and keep capable people who are going to stay in the military, you know, that's I think, part of the target here.
Yep. But anyway, that's really good. Now, Brent Crozier, does that name ring a bell?
Not off the bat, no.
Retired Navy Captain Brent Crozier came across as a man who accepts the decisions he made to save his sailors back in 2020. Namely, with the aircraft carrier that he was relieved of command from because he wouldn't change the policies that were there. And the Navy said, okay, we don't need you. And eventually he got forced out of the service. But this was when the first wokeness stuff started to come around.
Well, you know, Captain, it's interesting that you'd say that because right now we've got a top Army official is saying that all this, quote, anti-woke rhetoric is actually depressing the recruitments, basically,
sure
in the Army. Yeah, and but at the same time, though, you know, some of these reports that we're getting, why wouldn't it be off-putting to somebody who might want to join the armed forces?
Now, have you heard the latest about the budget bill?
No, what's that?
You haven't heard about the budget bill and what they're doing?
No, what's that? I mean, what's the issue?
Banning military abortions, transgender care, and diversity work. Banning it altogether.
Yes, I recall, yes, that's something that this is part of what the GOP is looking to do as part of their, you know, approval of the military budget.
Well, it is, after all, the military, not the makeover warehouse.
Well, I mean, probably they're trying to take some of these things that are much more rooted in the social fabric rather than the military service fabric.
Now, the new commandant of the Marine Corps is about to hit the ground running. Many of the Marines might not like what's going to happen. General Eric Smith said the global threats demand that the Corps move even faster with its overhaul.
Very interesting. Yes, well, I can imagine. I mean, the old saying is that the generals always fight the last war, but this next war, whatever that is, and hopefully it never materializes, but you have to theorize about it. You know, you got to be ready for what we think the enemy's new capabilities might be.
Well, they need to be ready with another expeditionary force. We know that. Maybe another amphibious assault ship, we know that, because they're spreading themselves a little bit thin right now with what they got, and we all know the threat's going to come in Southeast Asia for the most part with China, although now they're in our hemisphere down there in Cuba and South America.
Well, that's right, and as we've talked about before, it seems that there are many areas in the world that seem to be catching on fire, but the change or the rate at which it's catching on fire is really astounding at this point.
So what do you got on your list?
Well, Captain, it looks like we've got a university. This is called Alfred University. They're shutting down their connection with the Chinese Communist Party-linked organization for doing research on what essentially would be hypersonic technology. So they have now shut that down. They had gotten, I think, a $13 million grant for this. And Representative Mike Gallagher, no, not our Mike Gallagher, but Representative from Wisconsin, says that he's very glad to see this happening. It's what they call a Confucius Institute, and that's been shut down at Alfred University.
Hmm. Okay.
Upstate New York. They're up in upstate New York.
Speak of the devil.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's our Mike Gallagher. Yeah.
All right. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, Kyle Warren, myself. Got some interesting questions for him today, because we've had some questions sent to us. So we're going to use them and see what he thinks. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha, and my conversation with Chris Markowski will start right after we tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain, the technology, the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the You Serve, You Save program at Moss Acura, M-A-U-S on the Moss, will save you money for active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, both police, fire, EMS, active and retired. Also, church pastors, active and retired. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership, and you can find them online at Moss Acura, that's spelled M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check it out. Tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you some money, too. And then go see them. Go see them. Take a look at what they got, and you'll find out what I'm talking about. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura, striving to be the country's best. Okay, first, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Okay, it's time to talk to our favorite watchdog on Wall Street. And that would be Mr. Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
There's a tremendous news story coming out of Israel this morning, compliments of Benjamin Netanyahu.
He said the U.S. chip maker Intel Corporation will spend $25 billion on a new factory to be built in Israel.
Well, I mean, that's great. You know, you're starting to see investment in other places. It's part of the divestiture out of China. Again, I talked about this on my program as well. I mean, it's not – China's not the top dog anymore when it comes to cost savings and obviously the geopolitical concerns. So more and more companies are going to see them diversify and move manufacturing elsewhere. It's a shame we're not doing more of it here in the Western Hemisphere. We're doing some, but, again, I think it would be great in an opportunity to maybe start trying to develop maybe some of these Latin American countries as well, Central America, South America. So maybe, you know, creating some jobs down there so they're, you know, not all streaming across our border over here. So, again, you know, it's that point in time where everybody needs to, you know, to divest from China because they're frightened.
Mm. Okay, Kyle, what's your question?
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris. And, yeah, I saw a quote earlier today. It's from Michael Hartnett. He's the chief investment strategist over at Bank of America. He's saying that, according to his analysis, the stock market could start heading downwards again soon, saying he's not convinced that, quote, we're at a start of a brand new shiny bull market, unquote. And again, this is coming from chief investment strategist over at Bank of America. Do you think that has any validity, or what do you think about what might be happening?
You know, what they say about, you know, what opinions are like, right? Again, that's Wall Street for you. It's what makes a market. There's guys out there that think that things are going up and the other things are going down. And if you are basing your investment decisions on any of these analysts that are trying to tell you what the market's going to do over the short term, you're going to lose money. You're gambling. Okay. And there's no difference in what these guys are putting out than what, quite frankly, than what the football guys are putting out on Sundays, guessing who there's going to win football games. You should be concerned about where your positions are the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. Any try to guess over the short term is a surefire loser. I'm not so much a stock buyer. I'm a good company buyer. That's what I do. I buy good companies and I worry about where these things are going to be, you know, down the road. You know, it's how Buffett made his money. It's how all great investors have made their money over time. The short-term players, good luck with that.
Very interesting, yeah.
Now, did you hear, either one of you, about Anheuser-Busch and their bid now to pay the Bud Light distributors for the losses they've incurred? Some people have had, some of the distributors have had to lay off people. They've had to shut down some of their distribution lines or sales lines because Bud Light just ain't selling no more.
Yeah, I heard that they were actually going to reimburse some of the distributors for their actual losses and,
right,
like the beer going bad and whatnot. But there's so many different stories floating around in regards to this. Was it by the time trying to make heads or tails out of it? You know, I'm not much of a beer drinker. But we all know that, you know, after this, they definitely taken their lumps.
Okay, Kyle?
No, I agree. I think that, you know, the whole point of trying to make a product should be that you're not going to wade into whatever social fad is going on at that particular time, almost whatever it is. I mean, other than, you know, maybe a dance craze or something, but getting political and getting divisive is only going to hurt you.
Well, I don't think it's wise, and now companies are kind of seeing what's happening. You have to take a look at Target and Bud Light being one. There's going to be some pushback. You have to know your audience and who you're trying to, you know, get across to. I don't understand the need for some of these massive companies to wade into, you know, some of these, you know, political themes and whatnot. I don't think it's a good idea by any stretch of the imagination, and most certainly not good for your shareholders.
Let's do a little politicking, Chris. Congressman Biggs out of Arizona told reporters over the weekend that there's going to be, surprise, surprise, more FBI documents coming on the Biden investigation.
Yeah, and you've had Comer this past week talk about, you know, the amount of money, and that continues to tick up moving forward. I hear these stories, again, we hear this stuff coming out of Congress, but what's being done? I mean, this is all well and good, but again, they keep talking in circles around all of this stuff, and you never see anything being done. So it's kind of like you throw your hands up in the air. Why am I even paying attention to this story? Why is it even important if nothing is going to be done about it? And you know, quite frankly, the media is kind of like brushing it aside for the most part. If you've got the goods on all this stuff, and you know these numbers are getting to this point in time, you know, do something about it. And, I kind of throw my hands up in the air at all this stuff because, I think they're spinning their wheels.
Well, it would appear that way, but I've been told that there is stuff coming, and it's going to happen probably about August, and they're just going to open the door.
We heard the same thing with all the stuff with Trump and how that investigation was proved ridiculous with all the Russia collusion stuff, and did anything ever come of it? No. These guy people are in power. Nobody gets in trouble or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They might lose their job, and then they end up working over at CNN or MSNBC.
Well, here's one for you. Alan Dershowitz says that Trump is not facing a slam dunk case, and he's very likely to get off on everything. We're hearing that this Smith guy, this prosecutor, is going to pull the rug out from underneath him. Kyle's got more on that, right, Kyle?
Well, that's right. Well, we know that he's got a little bit of a checkered past when it comes to his dealings. But at the same time, you've also got William Barr, who says that initially Trump's claims about the document retention and all that, he called it, quote, farcical. So I don't know if it's somewhere in the middle, but this is going to be a very difficult thing. And we'll also see, Captain, as Trump puts together his legal team, whether or not it looks like he's going to be able to get every single one of these charges either dismissed or beaten.
Right.
Oh, I mean, I obviously you could talk about the politics for one thing. I just, for the life of me, I don't understand, whether it's political, it's overreach, whatever it may be, which, you know, people can debate, and I happen to think it's probably a lot of politics involved with it. Yeah, I just don't understand why you have to even get to this point in time. I'm just like, that they ask for the documents back, why not just give them to them? Wouldn't be here, right?
True.
You know, that's the only thing I don't seem to get. You know, it's like, you know, police, you might not have been speeding, but a police officer pulls you over and asks for your license and registration. What do? You give it to them, right?
Yep.
That's the one thing I don't understand. You know, why get yourself into trouble? Why make this one big bloody distraction? And again, this is not all of this. You think that this is good for the Republican Party in this race? It's not. You know, it's all everybody's really paying attention to. It takes the air out of the room with all these great candidates you got out there.
Well, enjoy the weather, my friend, and I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things that he's got going. We'll be back with more right after the top of the hour news.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.